Obviously, I'm disappointed. We've been working quite closely with them over the last year since the bill was subject to extensive debate and passed through Tynwald. What they've come back with is some questions which were answered by the Department for Health and Social Care. What they've actually said in their letter that was received by government this week is that they'd like some of the reassurances, guidelines and safety features of the bill, rather than being in secondary legislation, being in primary legislation, to be quite blatant in the bill as it's written. And because of that, they're unable to give royal assent to this time. So my job now as mover of the bill is to go back to the drafters, draft some amendments to bring those safeguards forward, to make the bill quite clearer and probably stronger in terms of safeguarding particularly vulnerable adults, safeguarding against possible coercion, so that that can then be brought back to Tynwald for further debate and hopefully approval.
Now, I think we've heard a few times recently about the shortage of drafters and the time constraints there. What is the timeline for this?
So I'm very grateful both to the Chief Minister, who has been trying to work with the Ministry of Justice to get their decision, but also to the Attorney General's chambers. They've actually been working with representatives of the Ministry of Justice already to understand exactly what they want to ensure that our bill is compliant with the European Convention on Human Rights, but also to secure that the bill couldn't be subject to challenge. And there have been some opponents of the bill in the UK who have threatened to take the bill to the European Court of Human Rights. So I've been working with the Attorney General's office. They've actually already drafted some draft amendments, which I'm going over with other members of Tynwald at the moment, to see if we can introduce those in the next couple of weeks for further debate. Obviously, it would have been better if we could have carried on with the way that we wanted to do, which was to bring a lot of these in as secondary legislation subject to Tynwald approval. But I think this will make the bill stronger. It will make the bill a lot clearer for everyone involved that this is a safe way of introducing assisted dying to those people on the Isle of Man who would request it in the future.
The issues that the Ministry of Justice has picked up on, safeguarding capacity, monitoring as well, these are all issues that came up during the debates last year. Could this not have been included in the legislation?
Well, actually, you're quite right that they were part of the debates. We had a lot of amendments coming in which dealt with exactly these issues in terms of safeguarding what perhaps could be seen as vulnerable adults, in terms of monitoring the process, in terms of the independence of that monitoring. And those have already been incorporated into the bill. What the Ministry of Justice have suggested is that we make these far more explicit in the primary legislation. And I have to accept that if I want to carry on and make sure that this bill becomes operational. So I will be working with Tynwald members to try to satisfy the Ministry of Justice, try to satisfy His Majesty that we have the best bill possible going forward.
In terms of the UK Isle of Man relationship, we often talk about Tynwald as being the Manx Parliament, the Isle of Man, it makes its own laws. How does it feel to see the UK essentially blocking this at this time?
I don't think that the UK is necessarily blocking this. They have come up with some issues that they think are important in terms of our constitutional relationship and in terms of what we do that then may be subject to perhaps action in the European Court of Human Rights, which obviously they would then represent us on our behalf. So I think it is right that we work closely with them. As I said, I think it's disappointing that it's taken a year to get to this stage. But now that we're here and we understand the issues that they have flagged up as being problematic with some of the technical details of the bill, we are in the situation of putting those right and getting those before the elected parliament of the Isle of Man for further debate. And as I said, to make this bill even tighter, even more secure, to provide for that dignity, choice and compassion for people who are facing an imminent death due to terminal illness.
In terms of the timing, you mentioned it has been the best part of a year already since this completed its progress through the branches. Is there a danger here that this bill times out?
I think there's always been a danger with any piece of legislation, particularly when you get to the last year of an administration. What I want to do is work with Tynwald members to emphasise that the proposed amendments are to improve the bill, to make it safer, to make sure that we have a bill that's operationally correct and to make sure that we can achieve royal assent for this. This is a bill that was passed by Tim Walt, has overwhelming support, I think, by the people of the Isle of Man. And really, it is important that we now move ahead with the Ministry of Justice, with the Lord Chancellor, to make sure that this can receive royal assent, and then start on the long process of implementation of this, which will require further consultation, further agreements with Timor members, to make absolutely certain that we've got the legislation fit for our country and fit for our community.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.